Listen to part of a lecture in a music class.
Today we're going to do something a little different. In the past few classes, we've listened to traditional music from around the world, and we've talked about the characteristics of this music, what makes these styles distinctive, what kinds of instruments are used, and you've talked about what sounds familiar to you and what sounds strange. And many of you found some of what we listened to very strange indeed. Well, today I want to start talking about Western music, and I'm going to start in ancient Greece. But now here's the part that's different. We're not going to talk very much about the actual music. Instead, we're going to talk about what the Greeks believed about music. Now, there are some very good reasons to approach the material in this way. First, well, we don't have very much ancient Greek music to study. Only about 45 pieces survive. These are mostly records of poems and songs, and we're not sure how well we can reproduce the melodies or rhythms because they were apparently improvised in many cases. So, we really don't know all that much about what the music sounded like. What we do know about, and this really is the most important reason I'm approaching today's lecture the way I am, is the Greek philosophy about music and its continuing influence on Western attitudes toward music. Now, if we're going to understand the philosophy, we have to first understand that music for the Greeks was about much more than entertainment. Yes, there was music at festivals, and we have sculptures and paintings showing people listening to music for many of the same reasons we do. But this isn't the whole story. The important thing about music was that it was governed by rules, mathematical rules. And for those of you who are also studying music theory, you'll see that it is, in fact, highly mathematical. And for the Greeks, the same mathematical principles that governed music also governed the universe, as well as the human character, the essence of personality.